Welcome back to In the Moment. And every 10 years, state lawmakers must draft new boundaries for state legislative districts. Observers say as population grows in more urban areas, Sioux Falls may receive another legislative district in 2021 following the census. And SDPB's Lee Strubinger takes a look at legislative redistricting and how it may impact the two major parties in the state going forward.
State Senator Jim Bolin loves to talk demographic and population shifts in South Dakota.
You know, in fact, I've kind of already did a few little preliminary calculations on this because this is kind of my hobby.
He helped craft the current legislative boundaries in 2011. There are still two elections left before those boundaries expire following the 2020 U.S. Census. And Bolin says there's a big change coming.
There's going to be one more senator and two more representatives in the legislature from Sioux Falls. It's going to happen. That's undeniable.
Bolin says that's what happened last time legislative districts were drawn in 2011. He says he expects each legislative district to represent roughly 2,000 more people statewide. According to the Black Hills Knowledge Network, the Sioux Falls area grew by 1.5% from July 2015 to 2016, while the Rapid City metro area grew by just over 1% during that same time. Lincoln County, partially represented by Senator Bolin, grew the most at 3%. This change in population is a hit to rural representation in the State House. Some rural legislative districts will expand to meet that population requirement. Take District 28 on the northwest side of the state, for example.
The cows outnumber people probably 10 to 1.
Senator Ryan Maher explains just how vast his district is.
And that includes the counties of Harding, Perkins, Corson, Dewey, Zeebach, and most of Butte County. So essentially my legislative district goes from Belfouche to the Missouri River, or from Missouri River to the Montana-Wyoming line, and from the North Dakota line to essentially the Cheyenne River. It's all of northwestern South Dakota. It's about 17,000 square miles. It's about 250 miles across that legislative district.
When lawmakers redraw legislative districts, they're required to respect geographical and political boundaries. Lawmakers must also keep districts compact and contiguous. But Democratic Party officials say the language in state statute may allow for gerrymandering. Ann Tornberg is chair of the South Dakota Democratic Party.
They definitely had the advantage in outvoting, drawing the lines exactly how they wanted them to be drawn. That would be advantageous to Republicans in those districts. And it shifted a lot of districts that were much more evenly based with voters to being heavily influenced by Republicans. It also had an effect, I believe, in changing the very landscape of the state legislature then, because the conclusion of those districting, drawing those district lines, that there were many districts that just became non-competitive for Democrats.
Roughly 30% of registered voters in the state are Democrats, but only 15% of state legislators represent that party. A constitutional amendment to establish an independent redistricting commission failed during the last election by almost 50,000 votes. Republicans say their success is due to delivering a better political product. Dave Reutman is head of the Minnehaha County GOP.
I'm not sure how well the Democrats are organized, but we're fairly well organized as a Republican Party. But as registrations increase and people appreciate our policies and want to elect more Republicans, one of the things that is critical to winning races is to recruit good candidates. And by and large, the Democrats have not recruited very good candidates. It seems to me that South Dakota is becoming more of a red state than it was before, and I don't see that changing.
Reutman says the party expects to pick up even more Republican seats during the 2018 election. In a few years, the city of Sioux Falls may have even more legislative influence in Pierre. But regardless of whichever party picks up those seats, Senator Bolin says rural South Dakota won't be left behind.
But even the people who represent the Sioux Falls, many of them have their roots in small-town America.
But even that's changing as the cost of farming continues to rise, and more jobs are concentrated in more urban places. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.